This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. It's Tuesday the 14th of July. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
She was just dropping a little off-the-shoulder number, off-the-shoulder a bit more there.
I tell you what, I'm channeling Africa today, aren't I? I'm a leopard. I'm dressed as a leopard.
Right, I thought it was a cougar.
see what I did there?
Yeah,
very, very subtle of you. Thank you very much for that.
That's all right.
Also, the earrings, though, do you notice? I mean, there's a lot of thought gone into
They're your...
Also leopard.
They're your Southern Africa earrings, aren't they?
So yeah. I am head-to-toe leopard, no cougar involved.
Mm.
And, I'm... It's very sultry and warm, therefore I thought I'll wear... my African gear.
Cool.
Lovely. Thank you to whoever it was that put a flashing notice saying the whole of the Ashford Road on my way in was closed.
It wasn't.
I screeched to a halt, listener, and called my old mucker here, Mr. Andrews, because he knows he's better than Tom Tom, really. He goes, well, you go along there, where are you exactly? And then you go along there, round that roundabout, right round, don't miss that fork. And he gets me here. But we couldn't find any signs. It was the Ashford Road from...
Well, it was the A251 that had a sign up saying road closed, diversion.
Through road to Ashford.
But none of the websites or Google Maps showed the road as being closed. So, interesting.
I wonder if it's a rival radio station.
somebody put out a false sign. You could do that, couldn't you? That would cause mayhem, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So I went through the lovely villages. Those of you listening in America, I know you like our little villages through Chalock and Chilham and...
Molash.
Molash.
Yeah.
I say Molash.
Yeah, yeah.
As in a mole.
Yeah.
You say Molash.
Molash,
yeah.
Our American listeners would particularly like Chilham, I think, because it's got a rather lovely castle.
It's beautiful,
And during the summer, they have jousting tournaments there.
Yeah, of course, the lovely Stuart Wheeler lives there.
Yeah, they lived there for many years, didn't they?
They have. They used to be my neighbours in Clapham.
Right.
Very posh neighbours.
Mm-hmm. Well, they owned a castle, eventually.
And as you know, there was a famous story where I said to the lovely Tessa Wheeler, who's now sadly not with us, but I said to her, so where does your brother live? I said, oh, he lives on an estate, you know, in Chelmsford. She said, oh, which estate? And I had to explain to her it was a sort of...
council estate, love.
It was sort of a bit Brookside. For those of you in America, you know, there's a totally different estate.
I used to live on the Clem Attlee estate in Fulham. You should have told her that.
And the Peasbody.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to live right near the Peasbody in Clapham Junction. But yeah, totally different world. And I remember I broke my foot once. I had two kids and my nieces were living with me and I was hobbling around in crutches. And she said, Jules, what does the doctor say? I said, he says I need rest. She said, well, you must rest. You know, I had four kids. She had a nanny all the staff. And anyway, lovely lady.
Right, should we get this road on the show?
Yeah, who might our sponsor be?
Flexible training solutions for the glass and glazing and wider construction industries. Fitfortrade.com. UK for all your training, qualifications, occupational compliance and peace of mind. Once again, we're sponsored by Fit for Trade. Thank you so much for doing that. We really do appreciate it. We couldn't do this show without all the lovely companies that support us, and one of the main ones for doing that is Fit for Trade. So thank you for that, and thank you for supporting us for the show this week.
And are they flexible, as in can they touch their toes?
Who?
Fit for Trade.
Oh, I see what you did there. Oh, dear.
Downward dog. And
yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for my cup of water, by the way.
That's all right. Let me tell you.
I've just rummaged in the Channel Radio isolation box, which we have because we don't use communal kitchens now.
Not allowed to touch things.
I've rummaged.
We get personalised tea bags.
But probably that tea bag's been breathed on by someone.
Probably. Well, we've used it four times now.
I'll just ring it out and leave it for Martin.
Exactly.
He won't mind.
I've had a tweet from the lovely Vicky at Pink Spaghetti PA Services in Thanet, East Kent. She says she's feeling a bit meh.
Oh, yeah. What's happening?
Our elderly neighbour was taken to hospital by ambulance at 2 a.m, so I've not had much sleep, she says. But it's Tuesday, it's Business Bunker Day, and the dulcet tones of Vanilla Web and Jules Serkin will cheer me up, and could someone please bring me coffee? Well, I hope you're feeling better. I hope we don't send you to sleep, Vicky. And I hope your neighbour's okay. So thank you for tweeting.
It's good to hear from you. And I had I put something on my Instagram, and I had quite a few comments about how people were adapting the business. We do want to hear your stories, hopefully positive, of how you are adapting your business during the COVID, what do we call it, the vicious virus?
Yep.
The COVID-19. So how is your business doing? How are you adapting? And I will look at my Instagram, because a few people... whatever they do on there, it's not a tweet, is it? What do they do on Instagram? They messaged me, I suppose.
And stories, of course.
Yeah. They did message me last week, but I'm not great on Instagram.
Well, I struggle with Instagram because you can't really do much with it apart from post pictures.
And all the hashtagging. I feel it's just shouting.
And I'm not really into the stories. I mean...
Well, they've gone by the time...
My Stuart is out in France at the moment with his brother and his nephew, my grandson.
Is he trying out the new toilet?
What?
Is he trying out the new French toilet?
No, they were playing football in the garden, and they put a video up on Instagram of it. But, of course, I watched it once, and it disappeared.
Yeah,
and that's just really nuisance.
Exactly.
Hmm. Anyway, we've had quite a load of tweets today, which is lovely, so I'm going to try and read some of them. A new listener, a Scandinavian Holmes.
Oh, she might be doing...
How do you know it's a she?
He, she, they. Well, let's be careful on that, because...
Yeah, I imagine it's a them, because they're a company.
Isn't that trans, when it's them?
So you really have to.
I find that...
No, it's just a company. It's just...
No, but Scandinavia, I get very excited, because they do the hugger. You know where they...
I know what you're trying to say, yeah.
They hunker down, don't they? But how do you say it? H-U-G-G-E, is it?
Yeah.
I forget.
Hugger.
But they hunker down with little blankets and candles and things. I really like that. And they sit out in... we were doing it in May.
Well, there's a lot of based in West Yorkshire.
Hey-up.
Hey-up, yeah. Scandinavian Homes, which is a company based in West Yorkshire. Hi, we're Scandinavian Homes, based in West Yorkshire. We build log and timber frame homes for self-builders and log garden offices. We're a family-run and very friendly. Yeah.
Well, they've done the hugger, that's why.
Yeah. You can find us at scandinavianhomes.com.
I'd like that because we've only got a very small garden, but my new husband is commandeering my office, as you know. And every time I go up to do some work, he's in there doing a webinar or whatever. And, sort of signals at me to get out if I go in.
Go away.
Out of my own office.
Yeah.
He also decided it needed tidying. And he spent the afternoon being very productive last week, just tidying everything, including my desk. And I am I might look quite untidy and dishevelled, but I actually am one of those people...
I have no comment.
I'm one of those people, Paul Andrews, that knows exactly where... So I say, but I had a little laundry basket there full of things. I use a laundry basket, and then I've got baskets and boxes of things, but I do know exactly what's in there.
You know what's in the baskets and boxes.
Yeah.
You just never tidy them up.
No, I don't. I don't get time. Too busy cooking and things. But... and making daiquiris and things. But, so he's done that, and now I don't know where anything is.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so...
That always happens when you have a tidy up, doesn't it?
A little Scandinavian log cabin would be lovely.
Well, why not have a garden office?
But we have got quite a small garden.
Yeah.
You have to come round. You've never seen my back garden. You've only been in the house.
Yeah.
We've got quite a small back garden.
Huh.
I think it would have to go under a tree.
Yeah, but you've got the entire English Channel in front of you.
I could have a floating one.
Well, seeing as you were posting pictures this morning, can you have a beach hut? Can you have a beach hut office?
Do you know how much they cost?
I've no idea.
You're talking about 32,000.
Really?
And then
they're only sheds.
Yeah, and then you've got to pay the council, and if you have a bigger balcony, you've got to pay them a bit more. And
blimey.
I used to have one, and when I bought that house...
Yeah.
I sold the beach hut to pay for my stamp duty. That's what it was like. But, we have discussed that, but you can't get them anyway. Maybe Herne Bay I could get one.
Yeah.
A bit cheaper. Or where have I been going? Oh, Reculver. Beautiful.
It's lovely, Reculver.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
Who else is tweeting?
Oh, right, I'll do all the work. You just order...
Yeah, I'll order a daiquiri.
Yeah, okay. Chips and Dinks. Lovely folks at Chips and Dinks, Bev and Tony. Is it Tuesday already, they say? It's come around so quickly, and it's a good job too, because that means it's Business Bunker Day, helping our small businesses with handy tips and business news. Tuesday shout-out, they say. And... a huge thank you to Bev, Tony, Chips and Dinks and all the lovely folks that support us every week and always regularly tune in and tweet and all the rest of it. You make it all worthwhile. Thank you so much for doing that. Ali Harold has been on. She says, can I have a shout out, please, Business Bunker? If anyone is worrying about starting to get back out there to work, please get in touch. I can help. And the best way to do that is follow Ali on the Twitter. And her Twitter handle is Ali, A-L-Y, Harold with a double R. That's Ali Harold, A-L-Y-H-A-R-R-O-L-D. Give Ali a follow on the Twitter.
I have it. It's also known that she makes really divine chocolate, homemade chocolate.
Yeah, she does. And she's a fantastic public speaking coach.
I'm just turning the aircon off. It's not allowed, is it, anymore?
No, absolutely. It's a bit chilly in here.
So Pink Spaghetti, the lovely, who's having a hard time,
Vicky,
she says, I'm hanging on in there, thanks, she says, B Bunker, using the hashtag. We like that. And she says, nice to hear Jules Serkin. The first time I've heard you both together live.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, so, no, we were on last week, weren't we?
Yeah, but she obviously didn't tune in.
Yeah,
she was lounging somewhere. But not only that, she obviously hasn't been listening for the last 11 years, which is a bit worrying.
Well, no, well, that's fine.
She's
because
too young.
Yeah, absolutely. But Vicky was one of the tranche of people that discovered us through the ZC Social Media Academy a few weeks ago. So that's how she discovered us, and she's been with us ever since, which is lovely, and we really do appreciate it.
I'm just looking at her lovely picture, and I love the fact she's wearing some colour. Well done. Lovely pink going on there in that picture, and she looks lovely. Where does she live? We don't know. Margate.
But, there you go.
Oh, there we are. We can meet. What was her Christian name?
Vicky.
Mm. Okay, but Vicky, we can meet in Margate, have a coffee. I like that. Can't say Christian name anymore, can you? You don't say that anymore.
What?
No, we're too old. Don't say Christian name anymore. You say first name. Can't say Christian name.
Are you trying to upset every political apple cart
you
that you can today?
Where to turn. Don't know where to turn. We can't even mention it. But, I'm trying to keep up with my ripe old age with what you can say and what you can't.
As far as you're concerned, nothing.
Rob,
do you know what?
Rob Harris?
Do you know what? Oh, don't start that. I'm going to play some cheesy tunage.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm. Now, I'm going to start it off because it's got a long intro.
Is that it?
No. This is the long intro.
Oh, it sounds very heavy.
It's got a really long intro.
But
and
it sounds like you're going a bit bass to me.
Yeah.
Dub bass.
So you got to guess what it is.
Never heard
it's cheesy tunage. It's got a really, really, really tenuous link to our guest that we're going to get on the phone.
Never heard it.
It's Mariah Carey, would
is
you believe
it?
Yeah.
She normally sings like that.
It's called MC Mix.
Oh, okay.
Do you get it? B Mix.
Yeah.
Who we got on next?
Like
MC
that.
Mix. You like
well,
it?
I knew you were doing a bit of.
Yeah, exactly.
That dub.
It's got this song has got the longest intro I've ever heard.
Well, we could just go off and have a little coffee.
Well, exactly. Except I've got a phone our next guest, and he's probably going. You're late. I'm expecting the phone to ring.
How was the coffee I made you? By the
way, it was gorgeous. Thank you. A bit tepid.
Well, I know it's come from Whitstable, but it wasn't a flask. Does anyone listening know a flask that will actually keep coffee hot?
Anyway, shall we have a listen to?
Yeah, can do.
To Mariah Carey,
I thought we were more fun.
Yeah, and then I'll get our guest on the phone.
Yeah, do it.
Oh,
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. That was a bit of Mariah Carey, apparently.
I've never heard it, and it's probably the first song I've ever never guessed in my whole
life. Mind you, we did have a bit of a jiggle about here, didn't we?
Oh, we had fun. I mean, you know, I was about to get on down there.
Exactly, yeah. Or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, hopefully we're joined...
I was going to twerk, actually.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, hopefully we're joined on the phone now by Mark Rose of B-Mix. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me. What a track.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that?
Not particularly, but, no. Everyone's their own, right?
Yeah.
What would be your favourite track, Mark Rose?
Oh, my goodness, you really don't... I suppose it would probably be something from the 80s.
All right.
And probably rock related. Ooh. Somewhere along the lines.
So Big
Guns
Hair.
Guns N' Roses, Sweet
Big
Paradise.
Hair. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, you know, it's the things that take you back to a memory, isn't it?
So absolutely.
I'm seeing Big Hair, perhaps.
I had long locks, I did indeed, and bangles.
Have you gone back to long locks during the lockdown?
I took a video of myself, my wife cutting my hair. We've been together 28 years this year.
Yeah, yeah, congrats.
I nearly didn't make it. It's the first time she's ever cut my hair. So I did a slow motion video of her cutting my hair, a stop motion video of her cutting my hair, which was traumatic. I looked like a punk rocker.
I was going to say, was there a basin involved?
Was the fringe getting higher and higher?
It was. I said, stop. But then I've got three sons and they all had a go as well. So
they're chipping in.
They all chipped in, yeah.
That sounds very damn. My new husband has embraced it, and he's got he was told when he was in the 80s or 90s, I can't remember, to cut his long hair that was in a ponytail to work in the city. He had to cut it in order to work at a certain place.
Yeah.
And he used to have beautiful hair, and he's embraced lockdown and grown it, and he's very proud of it. But I have told him to curb the beard because it's looking a bit like Wurzel Gummidge.
Anyway, enough of all that.
That's another show, Mark.
Yeah,
it may well be. I think I'll be intrigued to know more.
Mark, thank you so much for joining us. Why don't we kick off by telling us about B-Mix and what it is you do?
Thanks, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here. And, so B-Mix are a non-for-profit organisation. We're a CIC, Community Interest Company, social enterprise. And we've been around just over 16 years now. So we work with and for people with learning difficulties and or autism, and we have our head office in Canterbury, and we're in Dover, Ramsgate, Sittingbourne. We've got people in Faversham. We're also in Chatham for Medway as well.
Yep.
And we do a number of things, Paul. So we have a number of programs, including advocacy programs, but we also have music. We have our own studio in Canterbury. We have catering. We've got a fantastic woodwork company called Eco Shed in Sittingbourne.
Wow! Okay.
They're mainly for adults. 4 years ago, Paul, we set up supported internships. Hmm. So this is where I come in. And supported internships is an education program, actually. So we had to set up we become a specialist, post 16 specialist education unit,
right.
Institution, and set up within the CIC. And as an SPI, that's the terminology. Hmm. And we started off a pilot scheme in Sittingbourne with six young people, and the course itself is all about getting people into education, from education into workplace.
Yep.
So, and to date, we've been growing year on year because the need is just huge. Hmm. And to date, we're growing in September by 100% in Swale,
right.
And by a further 50% on the back of an 80% growth last year,
right.
In Medway. So it's a fabulous organisation to be involved with. Really supportive.
Sorry. Absolutely, and it's also something that's incredibly needed. You might have better statistics than me, but the last statistic I saw was that 17% of the entire workforce of the UK had some kind of supported need.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, I think there are some pretty dire stats out there from ONS and others. I think one of the reasons I come from a sort of an industry background, mainly digital, and I wanted to do something different when I came to BIMX. I found out a little bit more about what they did, and I was just bowled away with it, actually, I've got to say. And it was the young people that did it for me. And they're just such inspirational people with such amazing skills just waiting to be discovered. But when I was looking at the stats, Paul, and you know the stats, you are stat man, you know more stats than I do.
Stats,
Pre-pandemic, you know, 80%, 75 to 80% of all people wanted to work were in work. If you were disabled, 65%. And if you looked at the best case scenario on the ONS stats, people with learning difficulties were 17%. Now, nationally, there's other stats that are out there. Nationally, if you are if you have a learning difficulty and you want to work, and you're known to the local authority, the national average is 6%.
Right.
Gosh.
Which is, you know, just not acceptable.
Yeah.
Not in this day and age. Not this, you know, so BIMX really at the heart of everything that we do is all about inclusion.
Yeah.
So that everybody has a voice and is seen and belongs in society equally.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, that statistic's appalling. And if nothing else, it's just a waste of talent. I mean, there are just so many talented people out there in that pool of people that not utilising them is just crazy, really. It's just really silly. Tell us a bit more about the programmes that you're doing. You mentioned a number of resources that you have, from studios to kind of wood workshops. Are these MVQ programmes that you're putting people through?
No, these are day programmes for young people that want to basically have an interest in a particular area.
Right.
So it might be that it's IT or media.
Yep.
It might maybe drama.
Yep.
So we don't. It's not a case of just coming along and partaking. It's actually being involved with it.
Right.
So everything that BIMX does is co-produced with the people that we work with.
Okay.
When I said at the beginning, BIMX work with and for people.
Hmm.
It really does mean that within our organisation, people running the programmes, it's co-produced with people that have come through BIMX, have learning difficulties or disabilities.
Right.
Our board of directors is the same. We have TAs which have come through BIMX, and each of the programs are very, very that's what I'm looking for, collaborative. So and it really is a case of making sure that everybody's involved in every stage of the development of the program as well as participating.
Right.
So Ecoshed, for example, you're looking at Sittingbourne.
Right. Mm.
There's groups of people going into Ecoshed, but it's not just about going in and taking reclamation wood and creating something. We take orders. We take orders from individuals, and then we then take that group through, create the product, and then sell the product to that individual as well. So
it's about
learning multiple aspects of business, as well as being involved in a community project that interests you.
I particularly like those kind of initiatives, because it is very practical, it's very reality-based, it is incredibly a good experience for what, you know, people need to do, you know, as opposed to a theory-based learning program. I think they're brilliant. I think they're brilliant. So,
yeah. And it's the same across the rest of the programs that we run as well, you know. Mm. So there are the practical aspects and elements of the different programs that we run, catering, for example.
Mm.
Hospitality, you know, must be huge. Do you happen to know Zoe Rodder, who runs Lily's Bistro in Canterbury?
Zoe and us are attached to the hip.
Oh, brilliant.
Amazing.
Okay, good.
So Zoe works with us and we work with Zoe.
Fabulous. That's brilliant.
Yeah, so we're very, very integrated.
Great. She was on my show, Scoff and Quaff, and I was really, really intrigued to hear it. So I'm glad that you're joined at the hip.
Yeah, she's amazing, Zoe. And do you know, it's times like this when you've had a bit more time, because the pandemic has caused us all to stop and reflect a little bit.
Sure.
And I think one of the things, it starts like this, where you actually have time to reflect and look at different activities that are going on, different programs that are going on, and I'm seeing more and more collaboration, including what we're doing, between different groups of like-minded organisations. Zoe and BIMX have been working together for years now, and she's extremely supportive, as we are of her, and everything they're doing there. So, and she's growing, well, pre-pandemic was growing quite rapidly, actually.
That's cool. Looking at this from a business point of view, how do you, I mean, the things that you're doing and the programs that you're involved in and the places that you are obviously cost quite a bit of money to do. So how are you funded, Mark?
That is dependent, Isabella.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's dependent on the program, really. I can't talk to detail of each of them, but the day programs, if you like, are funded individually by individuals.
Right. Okay.
Either privately or through several funding pockets.
Okay. I understand. Yep.
We're sisters.
Yep.
The supported internship program, which we're running, that's essentially funded by the ESFA, so it's government funded because it's
right,
education.
Yeah.
It's Ofsted regulated. So, in that respect, we're quite sheltered from some of the major issues that have been going on with funding pockets for some of the charities. For example, Penny Williams, she's an amazing lady, Kenwood Trust, she's just really focused on making, what she does is amazing, but she's having her own challenges about the funding coming through.
Yeah.
So, and I think there's an awful lot of organisations like that. So what Penny has done, like a lot of other organisations, is diversified. Pivoted, the word everyone's using at the moment.
Yeah.
And they started doing outdoor activities. So alpaca walking, which is just amazing. Have you ever seen that? You've got to go and find out about alpaca walking.
I have alpaca slippers, and they're lovely. So
They do tend to run away, though.
But also, she's doing disc golf now and archery, and we've got some fabulous grounds over there.
Yeah.
And she's looking to fund in different ways. Now, fortunately, we don't need to do that.
Mm.
Although we are always looking for funding, the government are squeezing everywhere at the moment.
Mm.
It's frustrating when you see how much money they've somehow conjured up for furlough. Until October, I live by the sea, and like everybody's lolling about on the beach, on furlough, and then companies like you that really need it have been asking for years, probably.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that at the moment, because the spend has happened, the government are already looking at trying to find ways of getting that money back.
Yeah,
that whilst they're already promising more money out, they're looking at ways of cutting things back. And we've had one of the areas that BMX are very strong is advocacy.
Mm.
And coming together with like-minded organisations. So we work closely with the education people, which are KSE, wholly owned business by County Council.
Mm.
But also with BASE, which is the organisation, national organisation.
Mm.
And recently we had an issue, I'm not going to go into detail, but we had an issue whereby the government was squeezing us to the sum of 65% of the funding they were releasing. And we went with BASE and a few other organisations, and we talked to them, and through that conversation and collaboration of organisations saying the same voice, they've changed their tact and gone back to what it was before. So,
cool.
Which is really, really good.
A bit of a relief.
Yeah, absolutely. Just looking at the other side of it as well, Mark, you're providing all these programs for people. Presumably, the aim is to move them into long-term, good quality employment. Do you have employers that you work with regularly? Are you looking for more employers? How does that work?
Well, Paul, we are, absolutely. From a supported employment perspective, we're running the supported internship program. And each year, as I said before, we are growing because the need is just huge.
Right.
So we're looking to grow 100% this year in Swale and 50% again in Medway.
Right.
So supporting 55 young adults between 17 and 24 that really want to work. And everyone's got superpower. Everyone's got skill set. And it's just about matching it up with opportunities. Now, opportunity isn't a word a lot of people are using at the moment in terms of employment, as you're well aware. However, I've got to say, since pandemic, I have been networking across the board with BNI, with the Business Lounge, ABC Networking, who are amazing. And they, you know, and there's some really like-minded collaborative individuals within those, that own companies, within those networking groups, that see the value, have the vision to actually see the value, be able to tap into, pretty much untapped marketplace.
Right.
And one of the things is really hasn't been me telling them why they should be doing it. It's actually been educated by the people that have been on the course.
Oh, okay, right.
So just before the pandemic, thankfully, we'd co-produced with some young people some films. We worked with Lavender Blue Media, which are just amazing.
Yeah, I know Neil Ashford and the crew, yeah.
Been on the show.
Yeah, really, really good guys. They just really got it. They managed to communicate at all levels effectively and really got what we did as an organisation. Mm. And it shows in the outcomes. So we worked with Medway Council, had some funding to do some films, to educate businesses around what the value is of engaging with a supported internship programme. But what was most important, Paul, I think, was really, when it comes down to it, wasn't the film thing, this is what a supported internship is, you know, tap into this marketplace, or there's no cost, there's no wages, but they're fully funded and fully supported throughout the year, which they are financially. It wasn't that. It was the films we did of the young people that had been or were on the course.
Right.
It was so powerful. There's one of the films, Paul, if you indulge me for a moment, there's a young lad called Rob, who's over in Medway. And he originally when we did vocational profiling at the beginning, trying to get an idea of what they want, or what the young people want, what their aspirations were, he said, well, I just want to sell men's clothes, really. I just want to work in River Island. Mm. Like, well, why? Because he's a dapper lad, and that's what he knew, right? So his horizon, he's coming out of college, his horizon wasn't very high. His own words, not ours. But all the time he was talking to us, he was scribbling, drawing.
Right.
And we asked to look at the work, and his work was phenomenal, Paul. He was one of the best concept artists I've seen in a long time.
Wow.
I've worked in digital. And we were like, wouldn't you rather do that? and he was like, yeah, but how am I going to do that? I can't even use... And I said, well, can you use digital? And he's like, no, I've never used any sort of digital product or whatever.
Right.
So we... One of the members of staff went to speak with Zest, the agency, here in Medway.
Yeah.
And amazing, amazing company. They turned around and said, absolutely, let's meet him. We actually need somebody who's got artistic skills, and we'll teach him the technique. So he went there. He did his supported internship for best part of the year.
Right.
And at the end of the year, it was obvious to everybody that actually what Rob needed was further qualifications to be technically savvy enough, to work in the industry. And he managed to get into university with no qualifications on the back of his portfolio that he'd done.
Wow.
That's
Zest,
a great
through
story.
The supported internship, right? Mm. And so he's now just finished his first year. I haven't actually caught up with him in the last few weeks, so I don't know where he's at with that. But he's just done his first year in university, pursuing a career that he loves. Right?
Which uni was he at, Mark?
Kent.
Oh, wow, okay. I wonder how that's going.
I'll have to double-check.
We will be testing you to make sure it is.
If I'm incorrect, then I apologise. I'll get back to you later.
That's a really an inspiring story and a human interest story. But I wonder how...
It's one of many.
How he's getting on with lockdown and stuff at uni. Be interesting to hear that as well in another show.
Interestingly, so that is something that we've been working on as well. So we, bearing in mind we had 33 young people either in placements or just pre-pandemic, when lockdown happened, anxiety is one of the sort of major barriers at the beginning of the programme. And what's fantastic about the supported internship programme is it is fully supported, so we have a work coach from Beam that's going to work with that person to help them sort of adjust and settle in. With the view to step back as quickly as possible and reduce the time they spend with the person in work so they become independent. and, you know, start showing their true value to the employer.
Right.
So a lot of young people are at that stage, and then all of a sudden they have to be back at home, and there's no work, and the world changed overnight. And a lot of the young people we work with don't like change so much. So we spent a lot of time setting up interest groups. So we had online Zoom interest groups around film and books and art and a number of different areas where students still had an opportunity to be able to mingle with one another at the same time, to, you know, to have an interest and something to work on and a purpose for the week as well.
Mm.
And over and above that, we spend we give like several hours a week one-to-one sessions with the young people as well. So I've been working with a young man who wants to do health and safety at work. So we've been doing a health and safety work course. He got 100%, which is fantastic.
Wow.
Certificate in the post, that's all good. But more importantly than that, it was a touch point to be able to say, OK, how's your week been? What's been going on?
Sure.
How's Dad? How's your brother? And we get to know them even more. So,
yeah.
And one of the fights that we've had with the government, actually, was to retain those students for a second year.
Hmm.
Which they've now said they can, which is brilliant.
Oh, that's fantastic, yeah.
So, because obviously their outcome wouldn't be they were going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got another year to get them back to where they were before. Which is a shame, but at least there's force there for them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we're in unprecedented times here, aren't we? And, you know, we're all kind of having to muddle through and pivot, as you say, and hunker down and do all kinds of things.
Just learn all these new words.
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah, just
furlough.
Just keeping up with all the new terminologies is enough for me.
Yeah.
Mark, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. If people want to find out more about BMIX, what's the best way to do that?
Paul, I think, you know, if our website is great. So if you go to www.bemix.org /employers, there's plenty of those films on there.
Okay.
And there's also buttons to click to come through, and I'll be happy to spend time with anybody. Alternatively, email me directly at mark.rose@bemix.org or give me a call. My number's on the website as well.
Fantastic.
Can I just say that I just want to end on a bit of a positive. It's a really tough market out there for employment at the moment. We all know that.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, we've got 55 young people that we're trying to change their lives, to become independent and to step up and have their own lives and have their voices heard and be seen in society. Mm. Now, ordinarily, we'd be in a position now that we've got majority of those placements lined up.
Mm.
And with all of the government incentives that have come out recently,
£1,000
incentive for traineeships, you know, apprenticeship payments, levies have gone up up to £3,000, I think it's under 17, but it's £2,000. Mm. And then there's also the additional furlough money that's been put on the table.
Yep.
Which is, again, getting people back to work, which is all good,
yep.
But it's also very, very challenging. And with the economic climate as it is as well, there are less jobs, of course, and there's far more people that want them. Even with all of that, the amount of businesses that I've been talking to that have come forth and said, we really want to do something. We don't want to do it because it's charity. We want to give someone an opportunity to prove themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's been absolutely heartwarming, it really has. And so my appeal to any businesses out there that want to find out a little bit more about engaging a young person that really, really wants to work on a supported internship is just please do give me a call.
Yep.
And if you hear of any other businesses that need an extra pair of hands, then it can be easier, really.
Cool.
There's no cost, there's no contract. All we ask is if that person is good enough for a year's time and there's a job available in a year's time, to give them an opportunity.
Fantastic. We've put the details, the contact details, on the radio website as well. So if anybody didn't catch hold of those when Mark read them out, just look at the website. They're on there. They will stay on there as long as they, forever, basically. So they'll always be there. If you want to look it up, do. As Mark says, if you're an employer and you want to talk more about the opportunities here, then get in contact with Mark and BMIX. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Keep on keeping on. We love what you do and the difference that you guys make.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jules.
Have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you again soon. Huh?
Keep in touch. We'd love to hear those stories.
Yeah, there are so many, honestly. It's just fantastic. Pick another website.
Cool. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks so much for the opportunity. And, I wish you all health and happiness.
Stay safe.
Keep rocking the hair.
Take care. Bye for now.
Bye.
Mark Rose there of BMX. A CIC helping people into employment and doing a fantastic job of it.
I like the fact that he's taking them out, the people on his scheme, on their scheme, and taking them outside, you know, alpaca walking, woodworking, making it in Sittingbourne and then selling it on. Brilliant.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm going to catch up with some of these tweets.
Yeah,
Studio GB Photography has been on, Business Bunker Vanilla Web. Says, I can't listen live today due to some work commitments, but I'll definitely catch up later. So thank you for that. Who else we got? Tracy Ann Barker. It's a week of staycation in our house. Some much-needed downtime for both hubby and I. Business Bunker, have a great show. We'll be listening again on Catch Up later after a day of socially distanced socialising.
That's so lovely. And I think we are all looking forward to a staycation. And I was just saying to my new husband, maybe we should trundle up to Scotland. But then we got a little camper. But then I thought they won't let us in, will they?
You've been banned. We've all been banned from Scotland.
Even if I have a mask.
They don't want us.
Even if I wear my mask.
Yeah.
And also, who else? Well, Pink Spaghetti is saying that she's not too young and to have listened years ago to us. And she says she missed most of last week because she was working.
Right.
There is catch-up, of course, but we'll let you off.
Of course, she's trying to pretend that she's middle-aged, but, of course, what she doesn't realise is...
How old we are.
How old we are, that's really young.
Just ask her about Andy Pandy, the wooden tops.
Yeah, and the wooden tops.
Exactly. Curly Whirlies, do they still make them? I think they do.
I don't know.
Jamboree bags, that will get her. Ibiza Fitness Food has said, hello, Jewel Cirque in Vanilla Web. Using the B-Bunker hashtag, 10 points for that. And they say, please may we have a shout out. Here we are in our kitchen in sunny Manston, which is down in the, where is it, East Kent, near the airport. And we're delivering tasty meals across the UK, Scotland, Wales and London, etc.
Fantastic. Charity Buddy have been on. Martin, I love this guy. He's really, really developing ideas. He's in real idea mode, and he's firing out ideas all over the place. And he's got another one now.
He's got one.
Yeah, well, you'll love this one. It's a website he's just put up. It's called excusez-moi.co.uk. And it's about a lack of public toilets.
Oh.
Now, that's a subject that's very close to your something or other.
I must come on, send me the link. Because, I'm all for a shiwi. And I would love to know about excusez-moi. I wonder why he's got the little French bit there.
I don't know. And check it out. Neville Gaunt's tweeted, it's Bastille Day, apparently.
Oh, mais oui.
Yeah.
Athelbrae, did you see theirs? They were saying, what are your thoughts on masks?
I haven't read it yet.
So they say, should we be waiting until 24th of July to implement, as everyone can find a face covering today, and it will breed complacency. Oh, sorry, and will it breed, this is a question for us, all the bunker listeners, and will it breed complacency in social distancing? And they say, get your teeth into that one, Jules Sirkin.
Oh, don't start her off.
Well, I did say as I came in, I had a rant. Because anyone with a brain would have known that we were going to be asked to wear masks. It's just it's been incredibly slow. And as I said, France were giving them out on the tubes and the trains and stations weeks ago.
Yeah.
Giving them out, to passengers.
We've just completely lost the plot here, haven't we? How can you say masks are mandatory from the 24th of July? Yeah. What, is the virus not going to work for the next 2 weeks? Yeah. Has it gone on holiday or something?
Gone on staycation.
This is ridiculous. Listen.
Wear what you've got now.
That's what I was going to say. Ignore the government. They're idiots,
Sorry, Boris.
Yeah, but all of them, every single one of them from every party is an idiot, including most of the media. Listen, you look after yourself and look after the people that you care about. Mm. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. You don't need the government to tell you.
Exactly. Yeah? Wash your hands, wear hand sanitizer.
If you're worried about people that aren't wearing masks, move away from them.
Yeah.
Avoid them. There's no point getting into an argument with them because that ain't going to change anything. Mm. Just move away. If you wear a mask and you don't feel comfortable, and you go to a shop where they're not enforcing it, don't shop there.
Yeah.
You know, it's about taking personal responsibility as far as I'm concerned, because who the hell knows what's going on with the rest of them.
I would say that if you do wear a mask, please just look up how to use it properly, because there's a lot of people going around with their noses out.
Yeah, some funny boats.
And I think I said last week, there was a lovely man who was on a hike and we were hiking the other way, and he was out in the wilds of Faversham Creek. There was no one except sheep, and he was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And I said, darling, you really don't need to wear that. He was so sweet. He had a little chair. He was going to sit by the river.
But it's like, you quite often pass people driving in their car on their own with a mask on, and you think, well, that's a bit odd.
Yeah, just take it off. But also, be careful how you take it off, how you put it in a bag, dispose of it, if you have been somewhere high risk, which I took my mother to A&E in Margate, which actually, I went to Tracy Miles to physio last week for my Apos therapy for my knee, and she was, you know, she took my temperature, spot on, actually more strict than Margate A&E, which worried me.
It's
why is
making
that funny?
Me snigger.
Why?
No, nothing.
taking my temperature.
Yeah, I was just thinking of those things you get with your turkey at Christmas.
Yeah, I had that as well. You know, Margate, we were swanning in and out. I was going to the toilet, nobody checked me, nobody took my temperature, and I did have a mask, other people didn't. So and that's A&E. So look at how to dispose of your mask, how to wash it, how to take it off, don't keep touching it, and cover your nose. And what was it you said, somebody cut out their mouth?
There was a picture of someone on Twitter that had it was a guy in a shop, just took a photograph of a customer that walked up to the desk with a mask on, but they cut a hole out for their mouth. And he said, why have you done that? And they went, I couldn't speak with a mask over my mouth.
So that was a complete waste of time.
Yeah, okay.
But the other thing that my new husband pointed out is that when he goes to the Co-op or wherever, a little shop, they're scanning everything, so they're touching everything that you buy. So you really can't be too careful. You've got to have a sanitizer in your car or your bag.
For me, the biggest thing that's worked is people washing their hands and sanitizing their hands and keeping as much distance as you can.
Yeah,
you can't avoid touching things, and you don't know where it's been. So basically what you have to do is sanitize your hands and don't touch your face.
Exactly.
Don't touch your face.
Exactly.
Well,
if you see me going to the loo, you know, how do you get in a door? You've got to touch it, haven't you? And, you know, I get my little skirt and hoik it up and try and open the door. It's ridiculous.
I have to say, it made me giggle, and I went and saw the management here where we are.
Yeah.
In the loos here.
Oh, yeah.
In the gents' toilet, in the cubicles.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a sign on the inside of the door.
Oh, yeah.
It says, please keep your social distance. And I thought, well, how many people do you expect to be in this cubicle then?
I know. It made me chuckle. It says, bear in mind. It's got a little bear, two bears. Yeah. Did you take a photo of it?
Mm.
Yeah, I thought about it, but I didn't have my mobile because I don't want my mobile in a COVID area. But yeah, it was funny. Because, how many is it? A little party. You can barely get in those loos.
Oh, no, there's not enough room for one, let alone anyone else. Yeah. Anyway, we had a tweet from Diamond Circle Weddings, and they say, hello, Business Bunker.
Oh, they put up a spiffing picture of a marquee. Do you remember we were talking about the size? And they had one with the sides open, made in Sweden, I think.
Absolutely. Diamond Circle Weddings, hello, Business Bunker. Over the lockdown, we've done the ZC Social Media 30-day social media challenge with Zoe. And Zoe has run, and she ran it in June and July. There is no challenge for August, but you could get one step ahead of your competition by joining the ZC Social Media Growth Academy.
Is that when you get a wart on your face?
Oh, thank you for that.
I couldn't resist.
Oh, I hate this phone. Give them a follow on Twitter, Diamond Circle Weddings. Their Twitter handle is DC Weddings UK. And also follow ZC Social Media.
Yeah, good ones.
What you got?
Well, I'm going to read an email. So actually do some work. The Best Business Events has gone online, and they say the secrets of photographic editing live. Raise the image of your business. Make your own images and photos look professional using affordable software. Arwin Bailey, highly sought after photographer, works with Xbox, Microsoft, Sony, so all the big names there. It's Thursday the 16th of July, so that's this week, 11 to 12:30. And you can book by going to bitesizeonline.co.uk. That will be on the Business Bunker radio after website afterwards. That's what are we? Bizradio.co.uk.
Absolutely.
And also there's another one here, how to work from home and keep selling alive. This is Frank Furness, and it's the international sales and marketing expert that he is. In the top 0.5% of salespeople worldwide, he is. Learn how you can sell effectively, stay in contact with clients, and find new ones, he says. Wednesday the 29th of July, 11 to 12:30. You can book by going to bitesizeonline.co.uk.
Fantastic. I had a tweet from Colin Bat Removals. Enjoying another great Business Bunker show and hearing from your guests. Please give a shout out to all the team at Colin Bat Removals. We're back providing our award-winning removals and storage services, B2B and B2C. ColinBatRemovals.co.uk. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. Bat Removals is their Twitter handle. Fantastic folks who offer a complete range of services, both domestic and commercial. A new listener called Karen Stanley has asked for a bunker shout out, and Karen's an education consultant, teacher, writer, and sings in a band, and she's based in Whitstable. Ooh. And you can follow Karen on the Twitter, Kaz, K-A-Z 0789. Give her a follow. And there's a shout out. And also, Results in Wellness. Hi, Vanilla Web Business Bunker. Have a great show. Here at Results in Wellness World, we have fully accredited PPE available, including masks, visors, sanitizers. So if you're a business getting your staff back to work in a safe way, or need them for getting out and about, do have a look at our shop. Results in Wellness are based in Sevenoaks, so they're a local firm. So do check them out. Their website is shop.resultsinwellness.co.uk. Check it out.
There's a hashtag, it's M Stone Awards 2020.
Yep.
And they say, are you looking for the best business in Maidstone? We are. Could it be your business, they ask. Enter here. So you go to www.businessawardskent.co.uk, /Maidstone-business-awards. Great way to promote your business. So that's hashtag M Stone Awards 2020 and hashtag Maidstone, and www.businessawardskent.co.uk/Maidstone-business-awards.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Telcare. It's a fab show. Best wishes from all at Telcare. We're busy keeping on, keeping on. And quite right too.
Yeah, she was.
Do you know what? We're going to play some adverts, and then we're going to join the newsroom. We're going to get our next guest on the phone, and when we come back, we'll talk to the lovely Jennifer.
Where does the time go?
Sound like a plan?
I think so.
Okay, let's go for it, shall we?
Yeah.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing, and wider construction industries. Fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance.